100%.
I gotta rate some more. I don't think. Well, of course, I mean, you've seen more movies than I have too. I think I'm almost certain of that. Well, we've seen many different movies. I guess I should say that.
Right.
But I just started that rating stuff over the weekend. I need to do some more of it.
Yeah, I've done a lot. I've done a lot of it.
Okay.
What were you saying about Bridget Jones?
Bridget Jones too. I need to get you to watch it.
Why? Why? Because it's supposed to be good. It's based in reality.
It is absolutely
based in that flawed reality of misery. Is it a romantic comedy? Is it more romantic and comedic than The Breakup?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, so you're saying that The Breakup was not a romantic comedy?
No, that's not what I'm saying. You said was it more than? And I
okay, said, how much of a romantic comedy would you call The Breakup?
On what scale?
On a scale of romance and comedy. How romantic was it and how comedic was it? On a scale of 1 to 10.
Me, it was hilarious.
You are lying. You are lying. You are lying.
It was, okay, here's the thing. And I'll be real honest about
John Favreau was funny. And
Jason Bateman was funny. Vince Vaughn was funny to me. He was funny as hell. He was so funny.
He was
scooping out her. He was, you know what though? I've gone back and watched Wedding Crashers a time or two.
Vince Vaughn carried Wedding Crashers on his back.
But I liked him in Dodgeball better. But that's a whole nother story. Yeah. Now, you know, the whole thing about his role, he was funny in Breakup. When he was playing the video games and scoping out her dates.
Okay, that's
when
one scene.
When he had the whole monologue about lemons. When she had the whole breakdown on why he didn't get lemons. And he had this whole thing about lemons. He didn't realize how important lemons were and whatever. That was funny.
That's not a whole thing.
It was. It was funny.
What my baby wants, my baby gets.
Yeah, yeah. And then he went to this whole thing about who knew. It was an argument, but it was hilarious.
Again, women think arguments are hilarious.
Oh, God, come on. That's not what I said. In that scene, the argument was hilarious because Vince's style is that quick, rapid response thing that makes him funny.
Okay.
He was funny there. He was funny when he deliberately put that pool table in that room when she said not to. And he did it to make his point. That was funny. The scene with her brother, with the a cappella piece.
Yeah, he was
and
funny.
And he was back and forth. And yeah, he punched
that him. Was funny.
There were funny parts to the movie.
Parts.
Thank you. It was. What comedy have you gone to where you laugh nonstop?
It's the music that they used to get me up in there. The new romantic comedy. Where was the romance? And it was limited comedy. Jennifer Aniston had no comedy.
Oh, she was funny.
She walked around butt-ass naked and had a smirk on her face. And I guess funny. Vince's reaction to that was humorous.
She was funny when she had to blow off that guy that kept buying those martinis because he listened to Vince's recommendation about getting her drunk.
Okay, that's a scene that I don't remember. But
you don't remember that?
I'll spot you that.
Oh, that was funny. That was funny.
I'll spot you that.
And she called her sister to come rescue her. That was funny. Okay. There were plenty.
Was that the same scene that you were saying that was funny too a couple of times?
No, that's not.
Two different scenes?
No, that's not the same scene. All right. Very different. There's lots of comedy in that movie. Lots of comedy.
Come on.
Romance, I'll grant you a little bit on the romance.
A little bit.
Lots of comedy. Lots of comedy. Oh, and you know.
Let's take it on a whole. Okay. On a holistic, if you were to make a pie chart of this movie.
Oh my God. We're pie chart movies now.
Yes, there was 66% misery.